Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we believe that finances shouldn't be confusing. You don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I am joined here today by my co-host, George Amador III. How are you today, G?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Crystal. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited because in the midst of everything that's going on in the world today, we get to talk about investments. We get to talk about and kick off our new series of Crystal Clear Investing. And today we're going to dive in because we want to talk about the importance of working one-on-one with advisor because, gee, I can't even imagine how people are walking through the ups and downs of the market all alone. So let's jump in and talk a little bit about that as far as what are the things that you look for in an advisor, or let's just talk about the importance of having an advisor alongside you.
Sure, absolutely. And just like you said, doing this alone is tough. And when the world is kind of changing and the news every single day of who's president, who's not president, and the craziness of the world is happening, you know, markets respond to that, but doing it by yourself, I think, makes it just all the more stressful. And so I can't reiterate that enough to have a team approach. And our team approach here, right, is all about the thought process and getting started and having an advisor. You know, we've had a great last week, which and after Tony and then talking through kind of what the philosophy of all of that is. I think now once we kind of understand, hey, here's some investment philosophy that I have as an individual, this is what I want to do. Let's talk about the advisor, right? Let's talk about, well, how do I fit in the world of your personal investments? And so I think when we talk about an advisor, we first have to talk about what does an advisor actually do, right? What are the things that an investment advisor or a financial planner, there's a little bit of a difference there we can touch on, but what do they actually do for me? What am I actually getting for the services I'm providing? And that I think is where we start, because we first and foremost have to understand that there is a big deal when it comes to choosing an individual to help manage your finances. That's a big deal. And we can't just do that on our own. And we can't just kind of whimsically decide, oh, my buddy said this guy's better or that guy's better. We have to really come at it with an approach and understanding of what we are trying to accomplish. And your advisor should fit into what you're trying to accomplish.
And I agree with that, G. And I know a lot of times, in fact, if anyone's interested, we have a handout on questions to be asking when you're looking for a financial advisor, when you're sitting down with one, because yes, it is okay to interview a financial advisor. And as I go through and I begin looking at these different areas, G, we have financial planning that we tackle, investments, taxes, the importance of having a holistic and a relationship with the financial advisor. And that's why I'm looking at this and thinking, how in the world are people walking through life right now, trying to figure out, trying to make sense of everything that's going on out there in regards to finances? How are they doing it alone? I don't know. And the point is, they don't have to. I like that we went and we studied this. This is what we actually, yes, we opened the books and said, yeah, let's learn how this works so we can teach people how money works so that they can have that confidence so that they can go focus, G, on the things they like to focus on, right? Where they're called, where they're anointed so that they can really use their skill set. And then a financial advisor done properly, I believe, can bring that peace of mind, can bring that confidence, can touch many different facets of their life because finances really goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does. And, you know, when you talk about putting together a plan, you know, any type of plan that you make in life usually isn't ever done just by yourself, right? You have some sort of sounding board or a person that you ask advice to, whether it's a pastor, a friend, a spouse, a parent, whoever it is, kind of make a plan for your life. And then you say, okay, well, let's kind of make sure that this makes sense. Well, in financial planning, right, it's all about making the plan, the right plan, and having somebody that you trust come alongside you and really look at it and say, okay, one-on-one, person to person, what are the things that you're trying to accomplish? What are the ideas that you have? What are your life goals? How do we fit your finances inside of that picture? And I think that really starts to explain the role of the advisor, the role of the financial planner. So if I could take a moment and just say where there's a little bit of difference between investment manager, investment advisor, and financial planner, it really comes down to the, as you and I have talked about a bunch, we are both certified financial planners, right? We look at a holistic approach. We're a fiduciary. We're going to hit on all that, right? So as an investment advisor, However, investment advising is really part of what a CFP does, not the whole business, right? I don't just pick stocks and bonds for people and manage a portfolio, and that's all I do for a living. There are individuals who do that. There are investment advisors who go out and do that. As a financial planner, I'm kind of quarterbacking the conversation, making sure that you as my client have the investments that you need to hit your goals, but it's also taking into consideration the taxes, your retirement plan, your cash flow and debt management. Do you have the right protection, savings, investment protection, all of the pieces that we talk about. As a financial planner, we're looking at each of those and building a holistic plan that, yes, investments are a part of that plan. They always typically are, but we're not just here to say, hey, let me manage your money. We're here to say, hey, let's put together a plan that works for you. Sometimes money management is a part of that plan, but at the end of the day, I want to come alongside of you, say, as your advisor, here's what I think you can be doing. Here's some alternatives you may have never thought about. Here's how the taxes play into it, and build out that holistic approach.
And gee, that's so important, because a lot of times individuals, in fact, we had several appointments this week where someone was coming in for the very first time saying, I've never used a financial planner before. I don't know what to expect. And I think what the media does, or when we see commercials, they see advertisements for someone who's going to sell them a product. Here, you should buy this stock. And that's what they think a financial planner is. And that's why today is so important. As we walk through this economy, as we come to the end of 2020 with everything that's happened, and as we begin to plan even for next year, having someone in your corner that can say exactly what you said, G, let's start looking at these different areas, I think is critical. And that's where you see the difference of those who are maybe just savers all their life, and those who actually are able to create wealth because they're getting the insight and wisdom from others. Because I believe, G, that you can only grow as far as what you know if you're only going to take advice from yourself. Yeah. But when you can get a counsel, when you can get a group of counselors that can really speak into your life, you have your financial counselor, your financial advisor, and then you have maybe attorney, you have the CPA, you have all the different components coming around, can help look at it from different angles. So what I thought maybe we could do is I just want to take a few bullet points from our giveaway that we have as far as things that a financial planner can do for you, what to look for, what to look out for when you're meeting with an advisor. You know, one of the points it says when it comes to the financial planning, that a financial advisor should suggest creative alternatives that you may not have considered, including the best way to claim Social Security. Gee, how many times have we heard this discussion where either A, people come in because that's the driving force, how do I combine my investing and taking from a 401k with Social Security, or they've done their plan and never even thought about Social Security?
Yeah, no, that's a big one. I mean, I had a conversation literally today about, do I wait or can I wait for, you know, as late as possible to take Social, because I know it's the most then. Right. And then the idea of how that plays into everything, you know, it's a little bit of a loaded question if we're just going to talk about Social Security. Right. But again, I'm not a one size fits all individual where I'm just managing some assets and then hopefully maybe I can kind of talk Social Security. This is where, again, the role of the financial planner comes really into play, because Social Security means taxes and means income. It means how does it play into the investments, as you mentioned. And so when you look at something like your investments in Social Security, we do have to take into account, when is Social Security coming in your life, right? When is that income coming in? What types of income do you have coming in? And when's the best time really comes down to when you need it more than, hey, I can just wait a year or two to hopefully get a bigger amount of Social Security, right? Social Security is not this little tiny thing that grows and grows and grows. In fact, Social Security is a number when you're typically 66, 67. If you want to take it before then, it's actually reduced. So it's not as if from 62 to 67, your Social Security grows. In fact, it doesn't. It just becomes less reduced. Now, after 67, it will grow until about 70. But you can't just sit here and say, well, I need to know exactly the date of Social Security so I can plan my investments around that. No. We have to look at the plan in total and say, what's the income coming from my investments? What's the income coming from maybe a pension or passive income through real estate you may have, or income we're going to provide through investment management that could be coming into play that will also dictate some of when Social Security comes into play, and vice versa, maybe the other way around, depending on how big of a portfolio you have.
Exactly. I think of one case that we worked on together. We do a lot of our meetings. Sometimes we do them joint. And when we were doing that individual meeting, we looked at the size of the 401k and we said, you know what? Why don't we leave Social Security alone? And for tax planning purposes and other reasons that were in that individual situation, we put Social Security off till age 70 and we were able to start taking from that 401k. But gee, as you know, as well as I do, every person's different. And that's what having a financial advisor can do, is speak into your life. Because otherwise, you're back to the water cooler analogy where, hey, my buddy is taking it or she's taking it, so I guess I should take it now. Financial advisor can help you from losing thousands of dollars, lost opportunity, yeah. Because you're making the wrong decisions. And it really, gee, it's not that people lack intelligence. It's just that no one's ever trained them on that. I mean, how many individuals that we have met, if we went to their place of employment, I'm not sure how effective we would be. All right, I'll just speak for myself. But that's why when they come here, this is an area where we've really studied to make sure that we're helping them. Let's jump into another one, and then I want to turn it over to you. One of the areas for financial planning for an advisor to come alongside is this required minimum distribution. You don't get that right, there's a 50% penalty.
Yeah, absolutely. And not to mention required minimum distributions this year is a big talking point because of the law change, right? And so this goes into another planning point of we're always up to date on laws and the changes of policy, because, you know, the rule of thumb for a long time, and most people, when you hear required minimum distributions or RMDs, you instantly think 70 and a half. Right. And that's because that was the way up until recently, just this year, where now we've seen the change to where the required minimum distribution age jumps up to 72. Well, that's a big change for people turning 70 years old. That's a big change for their taxes. That's a big change for their income, whether you were planning on it or individuals who thought, maybe I don't need it, but I was going to take it. I mean, there's a lot of things that come into play, you know, and I'll just give a real life example. I mean, when you think of an individual who is 70 years old, turning 70 and came in, because specifically we wanted to talk about required minimum distributions. Hey, George, it's time. This individual didn't have to take money out for income need. They had good income, but it was, hey, what do we do? I know I have to take this. I know I have to pay taxes. What's the best options? Well, the best news in that meeting was we can actually wait 2 more years. So that was really good. But, I say that to say that was not something that individual knew, right? And so we have to be up to date, especially. Let's just talk about the fact that whatever the outcome of the political arena is, there's usually some sort of law change along the way. And if there is a law change in the tax code, or just laws in general that Congress is going to pass with, I mean, it doesn't even matter so much about the president. There's new congressmen, there's new senators that have come in. We know that that's the case already. So there's new laws that want to get proposed all the time. We have to be on top of that. And RMDs is a great example of that.
Oh, yes. And then let's just throw one little piece in there. The impact of COVID, of when they said, hey, you're not going to be forced to have to take it. If you don't know it, you just keep doing what you've been told to do, which goes back to even why we're doing annual reviews, why we're calling our clients and saying, hey, if you don't need the money from your accounts, we can leave it in here. We don't need to take it out. But again, that's all wrapped up in that holistic approach of we're going to see every part of their life and the cash flow. So I'm going to let you pick a couple off of our giveaway that we have about areas that a financial advisor helps. What are some points that you'd like to bring up for our listeners today?
Sure, absolutely. I think a big one that I noticed here was provides you with unbiased investment research. And I want to take that even a step further. I would say unbiased opinion or counsel, because it's not just about the investment side, but at the end of the day, where what I truly believe, what you pay for when you hire a financial advisor, personally, this is just my personal opinion, is you pay for peace of mind. You are paying that you can have the peace of mind to know that an individual who is a professional in the industry, who studies this all the time, is taking care of your assets, taking care of what you have earned your entire life and worked so hard for, and doing it in a way that I don't have to think about it, and I don't have to worry about it. That at the end of the day is really what you pay for. And when you think about an investment advisor or a financial planner rather gives provides unbiased research. Well, that's the case in any area of financial planning, especially mm-hmm. the world of investments. Look at the year we have had in 2020. Look at the market roller coaster we have had. And I have had a lot of people say, we have to get more in the technology space. We have to get into Royal Caribbean or an airline company because we just look at how far it went down. That's not necessarily wrong in certain cases, but that's a very biased opinion, right? It's just because, hey, this is what I think should happen because of this. Well, mm-hmm. unbiased investment research at the end of the day is really not changing year to year when we talk about specific philosophy. Remember last week, we talked about how your core investment philosophy doesn't necessarily mm-hmm. have to change all that much. Yes, we do have to understand the changes of the world. And yes, mm-hmm. we have to look at markets. But unbiased research is super important because now I can look at what my portfolio is doing away right. from my emotions for a moment to say, hey, is there a real business opportunity to be had in this sector of the market or that sector of the market mm-hmm. that I can do that without emotions getting involved?
Right. And to me, G, that is so critical. You know, I want to take a step back and like just unpack that a little bit, because right now with everything we're going through in the political climate and everything, it could be very easy for someone to get on Facebook or get on some other social media platform, get inundated with all the information that they're hearing, and then they get uptight, they get stressed, and then they react or in not so positive ways. And what we always tell them is, hey, just unplug from all of that. Because it's been proven that what we receive causes us to react. So when I take that same thought process and I go to your finances, what's important with that is that we need to understand that if you don't have an advisor that's giving you good counsel to help you be able to walk forward in your savings, your investments, your protection, then the information that you're gathering could put you off course. So it is so critical that whatever you're bringing into you, whatever you're hearing, listening, reading, that causes you to act with a plan instead of become reactionary. So yes, unbiased. Hey, I'm looking at the whole picture and I know the counsel I'm giving you is good information so that you can have confidence moving forward. So
yeah, awesome. No, that's really good. I give you one more. Serves as a human glossary of financial terms such as beta, PE ratio, Sharpe ratio, right? There's a lot of these different terms and we don't have to get into how many we know or we don't know. But I love the idea of serves as a human glossary of financial terms. And the reason why, I mean, this is so key and we have talked about this. The reason why I'm in this office is because I love the goal to educate our clients here at Crystal Clear Finance. That to me was so important when I looking at even getting into this industry, right? You go through college, I have the degrees specifically in financial mm-hmm. planning and think to myself after 4 years of college, nobody's teaching anybody this outside of getting a degree. Like these are things we should just know for our personal lives. And for whatever reason, the financial world has built these ivory towers and decided we're not going to teach people about our economic system, about fiscal policy, monetary policy, whatever it is. And so we've kind of all just neglected this area of money. Mm-hmm. And the idea that, and the goal of Crystal Clear Finance is that we are here to provide clarity and provide mm-hmm. confidence comes from an understanding of we provide education, right? And education to our clients is so crucial. So to be a glossary of terms, I mean, I love that. I have an individual who comes in on a regular basis who specifically wants to just talk about how to invest and the ideas around like doing some pretty aggressive, but pretty active investing. It's a very not common conversation, right? But this individual wants to do that. Well, great. I'll teach you all about beta and PE ratios and alphas and all of the things that are out there. That's a fun thing to talk about. Now, not everybody's going to need that. But as an advisor, again, being able to educate any individual I sit down with, that's a goal of mine. I know a goal of yours in this office. And to me, I think that also just even separates us a little bit from the rest of the world out there because we really want to get down and break it down for people.
Right. Well, and I believe it empowers them. When people can come in, I love when someone comes in and says, I don't understand this. You know, of course, they always preface it with, I know this is a stupid question, or, you know, with no questions, a stupid question. And we really mean that. Because if people just were empowered and had that information, whether they got it in grade school or high school or college, wherever they get it, they haven't been. So what we've got to do is say, all right, let's provide that information. And they do. They call all the time and say, hey, explain this to me again. And that's part of what I believe a role is not to make someone feel stupid, because I know they have finances that are just created to look complicated, created to look frustrating and complex and overwhelming. We can provide that confidence to them. So I love that. So before we go into any more points, whether we want to talk about being a fiduciary, which to me is something you definitely need to ask, and I want to tackle that in a moment, let's just take a quick break. We'll be back with more crystal clear finances.
In a world of uncertainty, it's hard to feel like you have options. Focusing on areas you can't control increases stress and robs the ability to think clearly and continue moving forward. This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. 2 Timothy 1:7 states that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and a sound mind. You still have the ability to make choices, to save strategically and invest with calculated risk. You still can plan in the midst of turmoil, and you can still have confidence for every financial decision. Call Crystal Clear Finances today at 518-433-7181 or visit us online at crystalclearfinances.com. Let our proven track record for wisdom and guidance help you gain the confidence you need for every financial decision.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. One of the things that we are talking about today with George Amador III is we are talking about a Crystal Clear Investing Series. And we did a roundtable with Tony Parrish from Alpha Star Capital Management. He's their chief investment officer. That was a great time. We've put it up on our YouTube channel. So if you've not seen it, I want to encourage those who are watching and those who are listening to go to the Crystal Clear Finances YouTube channel. And of course, check us out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everywhere that we can be that we want to be. But today what we're talking about is we're talking about the value of an advisor. And my thought process, and G, you can jump in on this, is my thought process is, I know most people are saying, well, really what I should be focusing on is what should I be investing in this moment in time? But I believe that it is so important to be very careful and selective of the people that you allow to speak into your life, because they will impact the trajectory and the path that you are on. So a financial planner must have, in my opinion, our opinion, must have a holistic approach to this, where we can look at every component of their life, use the skill set that we're anointed to use, that we've cultivated over time, and be able to walk them through the process, so that when the noise of life and everything else that's going on out there, as we watch these election things unfold, political areas unfold, we want to make sure we're giving good advice that's allowing our clients to have confidence. Now, G, before we went to the break, we talked about our giveaway where we talk about things that you should be asking a financial advisor. We talked about areas that were important to us. We've got a few more, but I do want to take a pause because I think it's so important to talk about the fiduciary responsibility, because it's just shocks me that a financial planner or advisor or a life insurance agent, people that are dealing with other individuals' monies, are not required by law to be a fiduciary.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about
it. It's pretty incredible that, you know, I can manage an individual's money and not have their best interest in mind.
I'm just clarifying.
Correct. I do not. But it's pretty incredible that unfortunately is something that is out there in the world. Now, me personally, and you as well, are both certified financial planners, so that goes out the window. And we are fiduciaries. And this office at Crystal Clear Finances, we are fiduciaries. And that's super important in the world of financial planning. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that really, I think, sets a CFP apart outside of just the ethics that we have to do every single year and the continuing education requirements that we have is the fact that we legally have to act as a fiduciary for the client's best interest. And really what that means is, above any advice that I could give, whether it's investment wise or otherwise, talking through estate planning or life insurance or cash flow and debt management, at the end of the day, the client's best interest has to be first before my own. And that is a legal thing that I have to abide by as a CFP, you as well. And so when we look specifically at, when you talk to, I want to talk to our listeners and viewers, when you're talking to somebody, you have every single right to ask, are you a fiduciary? And in fact, should be a question that is asked upon any initial investment I would go as far as to even say, are you a certified financial planner? Not only because I am one, but because I understand the requirements to become a certified financial planner and what it means to even keep that designation for years. And because of that, I know that in the industry of financial planning, financial advising, the individuals who are fiduciaries, the individuals who are certified financial planners are completely a cut above the rest of the industry simply due to not only the legal things that we have to, we're required to abide by, but simply due to the education we have to receive in order to get to that level.
Exactly. You know, when I'm sitting down with a client, and I know I do this all the time, is I look at them and I say, okay, so if this was my mom, if this was my dad, sister, brother, my child, depending on where their age is, would I be giving them the same advice? And I always say, absolutely. Absolutely. If I was to stand before God, stand before a judge and say, hey, this is the advice I give, I never want to be embarrassed by it. And, you know, gee, you and I have had situations where a client or someone wanting to be a client has come in and said, this is what I want. And we've had to say, we don't believe that's in your best interest. I know the news is telling you this, or I know you're feeling pressure because maybe in 10 years you're going to be retiring and you feel that silver bullet mentality of, boy, I have to gamble and roll everything to try to make up for everything that's happened in the past. I need a lot of growth. But we've got to look at the whole picture and realize that it is a holistic approach. We're going to give advice on based on what's best for you. And I believe every time we do that, that is a win-win for the client because we're doing what's right for them and for future generations that will follow them.
Absolutely. It's really, really important. We look at it all, take it all in and give the best advice, like you said, as if you were a family member or as if you were me, right? I mean, the advice I give to people is what I do for a living in my own personal life.
I think, and that's probably one of the biggest things is that we've seen it played out over and over. So I think we have an advantage, G, because we know when we're giving advice to the hundreds and hundreds of clients that we've met with over time, and we see they're all in different stages. So it's neat to be able to see those who are just entering, those who are walking through the process, and those who are benefiting from financial planning, who are literally saying, because I remember the day, G, we had a client when he realized that he had just become a millionaire. And he sat in the office and cried. And his wife, I remember she was right next to him. She's like, you're crying. So apparently he doesn't cry much, but he did that day because he realized all his hard work, everything that he had done to get him and his family to this position as he entered into retirement, knowing that not only did he have the million, but we had backup for his backup. And the peace, going back to what you said, the peace that it gave him to know, okay, I've done it right. And we were just so proud of him. And as we start coming to the end of our time together, I know we're drawing to a close in the next, 2 minutes. I just want any closing thoughts in regards to our certification or the importance of having a financial advisor and reaching your goals.
Sure. I mean, I think at the end of the day, we all have goals we want to reach. And we all know that when we sit down and really set our goals in front of us, a lot of times it looks like there's no way to achieve those, or I don't know the best way to get started to achieve those, or am I on the right track from what I've heard and am I doing it correctly?
Right.
And whether you're just starting out or walking through life, or like you mentioned, benefiting from good advice, because I have seen so many cases that have worked out extremely well and other cases that, man, I wish they came to me 10, 20 years earlier. At the end of the day, sitting down with a certified financial planner, sitting down with a holistic approach advisor to say, here's all the areas of my life, and these are the things that I want to do. Whether it's here's what I'm called to do and what God has told me that I'm called to do, or here's what my business is set out to do, or here's what my finances are to do in my personal life, we want to sit down and come alongside of you and say, here's a guide, here's a path to get you there, and we're with you every step of the way. And so I just love the fact that we're in this position, and I'm honored that I get to do this every day.
Absolutely. Well, G, we're at the end of our time together. I want to thank you for joining me as always. Yes. And then I want to thank our listeners as well, because as we go through that crystal clear finances, crystal clear investing series that we're doing, to me, it's so important that we can come alongside, give you the insight, give you the creativity, the counsel, the clarity so that ultimately you have confidence for every financial decision. I want to encourage you to give us a call at 518-433-7181. Let's schedule a time to sit down and talk together. Let's begin this relationship of having a financial advisor in your corner that can see the entire picture, that can encourage you on your path to pursue different goals that you have in life, and to put a plan together that together we'll walk through. Well, join us again next week as we continue to deal with finding the clarity you need so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you, and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.